When an insured business loses income because of a fire or storm damage, it can file a claim for lost revenue. But as the coronavirus pandemic shutters small businesses in the Northwest, business owners are bracing for a wave of insurance denials. OPB's Kate Davidson reports.
The other day, Portland chef Carlo LaMagna was in his empty restaurant trying to get his insurance broker on the phone.
Hey, Jacob, it's Carlo. Just giving you a call for a scheduled filing. Give me a call back ASAP.
Upon the governor's order, he had closed his Filipino restaurant, Magna Cucina, just 7 months after opening.
Hey, Jacob, what's going on?
LaMagna wanted to file an insurance claim, even though he'd been warned it would likely be denied.
The filing of the claim, it's not going to get us anywhere at all? Zero?
He answered a few questions. Nope, he's not doing delivery, even though the governor left that option open.
No, we're completely closed. I mean, we have to do what we can to flatten that curve, try to get it down. I mean, if everybody does that, then we can just open up faster, but we'll see.
And then the hardest question of all.
I did. I laid all of them off.
9 employees that he considers family. Around the Northwest, insurers are telling businesses that they won't cover revenue lost because of the coronavirus pandemic. Kenton Bryan is president of the Northwest Insurance Council. That's an industry-supported group. He says business interruption coverage is usually tied to a physical loss at a business.
A fire, a theft, you know, a break-in, a storm that damages the building and forces the business to close. Things like that.
In other words, physical damage that interrupts the flow of business.
What they're not designed to cover, and what in almost every case they specifically exclude, are viruses and bacterial infections.
These days, a lot of business insurance policies have an exclusion for losses caused by viruses and bacteria. It's something many insurers adopted after the SARS epidemic. Bryan says if insurance was meant to cover epidemics, premiums would be vastly more expensive.
Quite frankly, it didn't occur to me to look at the policy for such a clause.
Andy Ricker is the chef who owns Portland's famous Pock Pock restaurants, and when we spoke, he was raw. He had just closed his restaurants completely, no more takeout. Kitchens are close quarters, and he worried he couldn't keep his staff safe. He laid off about 150 people.
It's devastating. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant will understand. You eat together, you work together. Some people have been with us for years and years and years.
An insurance payment would mean a lot.
It could make the difference between our ability to reopen it or not.
That's because for restaurant owners such as Ricker, who already have substantial debt, emergency loans may not help. He needs cash, but he's not optimistic.
I have zero faith that the insurance companies will do anything except for fight this tooth and nail.
And they may have already started through early messaging.
The insurance industry has effectively attempted to dictate the media narrative on this.
Mike Farnell is a Portland lawyer who represents policyholders when their claims are denied. He says business owners should read their policies.
Don't assume that you don't have coverage for COVID-19 related losses.
Take that core argument that a virus can't physically damage property the way a fire could. Farnell says courts have already recognized around the country that the loss of functionality at a business, say from fumes or wildfire smoke, that's enough to trigger coverage. So if
every time somebody comes through your retail facility, there is a risk that that virus is being deposited on your surfaces, that can be enough to constitute this sort of direct physical loss of or damage to property that we need.
Farnell says not every policy has a virus exclusion, and not every virus exclusion is insurmountable. When it comes to coronavirus and insurance coverage, the courts may have the final word. I'm Kate Davidson reporting.